time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Raymond, Dwayne Hassett here in Grand Falls. The Blackjacks have a 40-0 lead on the Yellow Medicine East Sting at the half. And before we get to the scoring and the stats, we have a special guest in the press box here, Larry Cole. Larry is a 1964 graduate of Granite Falls, the Kilowatts, and he played with the Dallas Cowboys for many years. Larry, thanks for taking the time with us.
No problem.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of yours. Dwayne and I graduated from Madison in 74, me in 76.
Oh, okay.
So do you remember any of those Dragons from 1966? They had a heck of a team.
Oh,
Jim
sure.
Rose, you played up in Canada for a long time.
I was there, yeah. I was at the Air Force Academy, so I wasn't really in the loop of any of these kids. Yeah.
Well, talk about your high school career here in Granite Falls. What can you tell us about it? What years did you play?
You come in and seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, and you know you go from pitiful to barely acceptable.
Oh, I don't know if I believe that.
it's true. That's Phil Minnelli.
Okay,
he used to live over right there. You know.
Yeah.
But he likes starts. You know, get off the ball, get off the ball. Call you're late. You're late. It's like, oh, I can't do anything right. And I wasn't, I wasn't very aggressive in seventh grade. I liked playing basketball.
Yeah, you're a basketball player.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I liked. I loved it. And but I started feeling, in ninth grade, my body was spreading out. And then in 10th grade, it was really spreading out. I was thin, 185 pounds, 6'5". And, I was lean and I was strong from all the work that I did picking rock and baling hay.
You're a farmer. You grew up in a farm?
Oh, yeah. And when we moved to town, then I went and did common labor for the other farmers. So my brother, always a smart ass, he said, father farms alone.
So, that's a good one.
Yeah. So we both went on to get civil engineering degrees, and he did that career for 50 years, and then I did about the same 50 years in construction and real estate development, and participate in the big boom of in the 70s and 80s down there.
Yeah, with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you betcha.
Now you kind of took a different route to the NFL through college. Talk about that once you left Granite Falls here.
Well, it was, I went to the Air Force Academy. It was like 2.5 years, and there was, a bunch of guys that were, getting lazy and, would share answers on the test, and they're too stupid to change the test. It's like, here's temptation, you want to do it, but they had this toleration clause, and so they already know that that they're guilty, and so they would turn you in even if you didn't do anything.
Okay.
And so it kind of got depressing, and then after a while it was kind of like a social group. We had kids like do a lot of off-handle. We rented a house in Denver for our Saturday parties, and we had about 10 or 15 of those. And, you know, we were
at the Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah, while you were at the Academy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, on the weekends.
Okay.
Yeah, when we...
How did you get to Hawaii to play football in Hawaii?
Well, so anyway, after I left there, I had a two-year scholarship to play 1 year for the University of Houston, to sit out 1 year and then play.
Okay.
And I went down there, and oh, God, you know, I just, I didn't like the culture. It was hot and humid.
Yep.
And we would do 30 minutes of agility drills, more than anything I had done. And then I had seven of my Air Force buddies decided to go to Hawaii where you could play right away.
Okay.
So the first time I call, I said, no, I'm doing fine. And then the second time, it's like, oh, God, I miss you guys. You know, I'm just a, yeah, you know, a punk 20-year-old that, you know,
yep,
with the guys, it's like, I don't take life too seriously.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got there, and then, you know, the Cowboys drafted me.
What year was that?
1968, okay. And I was the, you know, 16th round draft choice out of 17, and I'm the only 428th pick to make it in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's even lower than Purdy. You know? But, you know, they don't have as many drafts right now.
Yeah. Tell us about your time with the Dallas Cowboys. What was Tom Landry like, Larry?
Well, I was fine with him because of his military background. And, you know, I mean, he was in the Army Air Corps, which is the Air Force that he managed to be. And he was, you know, kind of sterile and, you know, straight and, you know, just wanted to be very organized. And you know, I like that. And then a lot of the sensitive guys couldn't stand him and called him Plastic Man. And, and then they retire and then they all apologize to him, you know.
You know. You were on the defensive side. What position did you play?
I played the three out of the four positions. Okay. So
who are some other guys you played with?
Well, the first one is, you know, Bob Lilly.
Bob Lilly.
Oh, awesome.
Remember Bob Lilly?
Yeah.
And Jethro Pugh.
Oh, wow.
And George Andre. And then after that era, then they brought in Harvey Martin in 73, and he backed me up. And then in 74, they brought in Tutal Jones, who backed up Pat Toomey. And then in 75, they got rid of Toomey because he was complaining too much. And so they switched him, and so Tutal was on the left side, which was very smart because, you know, the bigger, you know, that,
yeah, yep,
on the right hand, you want your strength. And then Randy was, you know, quick in the middle, and, you know, he wasn't...
Randy White?
Randy White, yeah. And he was, I mean... Bob was so disciplined in steps and reading, and, you know, he was just a student of the game. But Randy actually became a very good student of the game. But, you know, he liked to just pound people, you know. You know, his nickname was Manster, half man, half monster.
How many Super Bowls did you play in?
Five.
Five Super Bowls.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's that experience like as a player?
Oh, it's...
Not as, was it as big as it is today? Probably not, or... It was kind of big.
Actually, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That the, I'd say the first one that we went to in Super Bowl V, is in Miami, wasn't as well organized, you know, and it was, remember the Blunder Bowl, you know, eight fumbles?
Yep, with the Yopremium. Was that the one?
No.
Okay.
No, this was, they would bring the, you know, this is Johnny Unitas, and George knocked him out of the game, and then they gave Earl Morrill, which was an improvement instead of Johnny Unitas. He's all used up. It's like, thanks, George. You big Pollock. It's like, and anyway, but the next one, we were... It was just awesome. It was, you know, a great moment in your life where everybody was focused. You know, I see these teams, you know, they all get to that deal, then tell the team, and that would be kind of like right after Thanksgiving, it's like, okay, football needs to be the number one priority in your life until we're out of the playoffs, and you can spend time with your family after. But we got to get this stuff together.
Yep.
And we just played a flawless game and beat them 24-3, and no one's been held to 3 points since, I don't believe.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I'm a Minnesota Viking fan. Sorry. And you had the Vikings number a few times, didn't you?
Well, Bob Brown lived in the same neighborhood as my brother, and he played football with Mick Tinglehoff.
Oh yeah.
In at the University of Nebraska.
Bill Brown
and Bill Brown lived in the neighborhood.
Oh, know, nice.
Just around the corner.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Drew Pearson's push off.
Yeah.
I call
that thing. Yeah.
I call it a push off. What do you call it? You were in that game, I'm guessing.
I would. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'd call it separation.
Depends on what side of the ball you're on.
What was it like playing in Metropolitan Stadium when it was cold in the winter? You were used to that growing up in Granite Falls, I bet.
Yeah. That was. Just a horrible. Just a horrible. What is that freaking baseball field? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
That's right. Yeah. So.
But I had, you know, my first time playing there. I mean, that was the one of those things in life. It's like, this will never happen again.
Right.
So, you know, the guy in me gets hurt in front of me in the fourth game, and then I started the rest of the way, and we go up to Minnesota. And Joe Capp was a quarterback.
Oh, I love Joe Capp.
Yeah. And so he was going around, you know, scrambling, and then Jethro and I had a stunt on where we would, you know, do a switch. And, you know, I tapped, or, you know, partially blocked the ball, and Cornell Green got the ball. And then I peeled back to block for him, and two of the Vikings fell down, and he goes in to score. And I'm defensive player of the week in the whole country. And my mom and dad are there, and my relatives. It's like you couldn't have wrote a better script for that.
Awesome.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
What are you doing now, Larry?
I'm trying to find something to do.
You're retired. I'm,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I wrote a book a couple of years ago, and, you know, those book tours, you know, they're really a lot of work, you know, to do that.
Right.
But I'm really glad I wrote the book. I got a chance to say thank you to so many teachers from here. I give this town...
Granite Falls?
Tremendous credit for me and my family, you know, the Coles. And we had a bunch of them, you know, around
Clarksville?
Hanley Falls.
Hanley Falls, okay.
Yeah, in Clarksville were my wife's, you know, German relatives.
Right.
But, you know, David's dad and my dad are about 3 years apart.
Oh.
And I remember seeing David play right here.
Yep.
And that was, you know, he's 10 years older, and he's in the same class as my sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they were, you know, I was stumbling up here, and they're looking at me, and I told him, I said, tell David, just tell him to be thankful he's not 10 years younger. So he'd be like me.
I said in our pregame show, every time I come here, I get a pit in my stomach because this is the last place I played high school football. My last game ever.
Oh, exactly.
The last time I put the pads, that was emotional for me because I knew I wasn't going to go on and play college. But Granite Falls beat us for the conference championship in 1975 here on this field. And I remember walking out the field.
Yeah, we had the other, you know, experience. You know, we were doing good, and this is my junior year, and we, you know, we were just getting it together, and we played Madison, you know, at homecoming, you know, for the conference championship.
Here?
Yeah. And the referees, you know, were not kind to us, or Carlton Warner, who used to live there.
Yeah.
Ask about him. He's a character.
Okay.
We just saw him about a month ago.
Good.
But anyway, the referee gave him a 15-yard penalty, and then before he could run a play, he gave him another 15-yard penalty. And we're all saying that is the first 30-yard penalty to the same guy. I think he can do that.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you for coming up and being our guest at halftime here.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of yours. I mean, I remember in high school, how Larry do today and on the Sunday? I always look for you.
Well, it may, you talk about Super Bowls, it meant a whole lot to me that I got a telegram before the, you know, the first Super Bowl, even the one that we didn't win.
Right.
You know, from Granite Falls, you know, signed by about 200 people and, you know.
From your community here in Granite.
Right.
Wishing you good luck.
This is home. Yeah. Still is home. You know.
And you're back for your 60-year class reunion.
Yep. And, I don't think I'm going to be 70.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yeah. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, good luck to these guys. You know, I don't know. Fundamentals, they really got to work on fundamentals.
Yep. Dawson's got a good football team this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and in our day, they were the weak one where Madison was the strong one.
Yep.
But anyway, it's still a good experience for these kids. Yep. They learn a lot.
Love high school football. I know you did,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, stick around for a second here, Larry.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.